The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Carter, and I'm delighted that you have tuned in not only to Guardian Radio, but specifically to this show. So for those of you who may be new into listening to me on Saturdays, you may know me from Mondays with the Morning Blend with Dwight Sean, but my Saturday show, The Happy Hour, is all about positivity and sharing optimism. This show is specifically designed to highlight people and groups of persons doing great things in the community, but also our Bahamians doing awesome things on the world stage. So if you or someone you know sounds like that, reach out to me over socials, and you can find The Happy Hour on Instagram, Facebook. I think I actually have a Twitter now, X, as well as LinkedIn. I think I'm on all of the major social media platforms, so you can reach out to me there, and I will be pleased to have a chat with you to see how we can bring what you're doing up to a major audience. Now, excuse me, my allergies are flaring. I don't know who else's zone is. They gave us a notice about the Saharan dust earlier this week, and it is still raging, so I apologize for my tardiness, but that's why. Anywho, I do have a guest in studio today, but before we get there, I wanted to just go back into our mental health journey to this week's chapter. So I want us to, we're going to go do a few things. The first one's going to be success without scramble. And again, I am not a mental health professional. I am merely a mental health enthusiast. And so I follow a clinical psychologist by the name of Amanda Hilton. She is on Instagram. Her page is now called Join Purpose Lab. So we're going to go through this. Success without scramble. Affirmations for ambition without the urgency. I choose rhythm over reaction. It is safe to let this be enough today. I do not need to do everything at once. My calm is more powerful than my urgency. I trust the timing, the form, and the unfolding. I'm allowed to take time and still finish on time. I choose to be someone who can sustainably hold success. I let momentum build through aligned action, not anxiety. My desired results don't require rushing. They require resonance. So what does success look like for you? Listing your ingredients for meaningful success. What are the top three values that guide your decisions? What does your ideal day-to-day life look like? How do you want to contribute to the world or to the community? How do you want your relationship with the work you do every day to be like? What levels of stress, pressure, or calm feel right for you? How do you want to feel when you reflect on your life years from now? How much spaciousness or busyness do you want in your days? What feelings do you hope to wake up with every day when you've made it? What moments in your life have made you feel proud or deeply satisfied? What activities make you lose track of time? What do they have in common? What do they tell you about the work you feel good doing? Do you measure success by financial stability, recognition from others, freedom, or something else? Is that how you want to measure success? So success should give you more than something impressive to point to. It should also give you days that feel like yours, people, places, and causes you feel part of, things you're genuinely excited to spend your time on, a sense that your effort is going somewhere worthwhile. Now, I already started late today, so I don't want to go into too much of a depth with that. But next we're going to go through is called Parts of My Life I Won't Leave to Default, and recommended that you don't either. And so we're going to talk a little bit about what gets the best of your attention, what does busyness allow to be crowded out, and how reachable are you by default, okay? So stay tuned with that. Now, you know, another part of the happy hour is sharing what things are going on around us. And we had quite a few activities that were going on, well, today, and it's already in the afternoon, so you may have missed some of those, including, did you know that Kappus had their admission auditions today? But happening tomorrow, the Bahamas Hot Rod Association, they're going to be having their back-to-school drag racing event. Kids 12 and under are free to that, and all proceeds are going to a children's charity home, okay? So that's tomorrow happening at the tracks. I hope everybody knows where the tracks are. So the Rotary Club of Southeast Nassau is having Books, Beaches, and Big Imaginations. So this is a pop-up reading adventure on the beach happening at Goodman's Bay tomorrow, starting at 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. All children, families, and friends are welcome to that. Also happening, and I think this is still going on today. Actually, this one is tomorrow because there's a lot of back to school things. So this one is happening at the Dundas from 12 to 6 o'clock tomorrow. And this is a family fest, the family edition. Together we play. So again, that's at the Dundas. Adults are 5, children are 3, children under 2 are free. So let me get that clear. Children are 3, and if you're under 2, you are free. They're going to have face painting, a live DJ, music, dancing, prizes. They're going to have cotton candy, popcorn, snow cones. And again, things usually at the Dundas benefit, well, what the Dundas does. And I have finally publicized that list I kept promising y'all to tell y'all of things that are coming up. So I have it on the Facebook page. So you can check the WhatsApp page out on all the things that are happening. And what I've started to do is also share scholarship opportunities for our children, as well as programs to help them advance in their careers. So another cool thing I saw this week was the Central Bank is recruiting young professionals for their 2026 Executive Professionals Program and their Apprenticeship Program. So that deadline is the 4th of September, and you can check out all the details. I have it on that same link that I have on the Facebook page. So I put all of the stuff that I share with y'all now. I'm trying to be better at this. But there are some other opportunities out there. So there are some conferences coming up. You want to check that out. There are auditions for several of the youth choirs as well. And you don't want to forget to support the Bahamas National Youth Choir. They're having their raffle ticket drawing at the beginning of September. And so you want to purchase tickets are $5, a booklet is $50. And this is helping them to go represent the country over in India. And then they're also going to be participating, I think it's in the Choir Olympics in Austria next year. I think that's where it is. But it's a lot of things going on. And also, if you wanted to become a part of the Bahamas Red Cross, they're going to be having a volunteer training next week, Saturday at 10 a.m. There's still time to register. You can go onto their Facebook page and they have the link there. Or you can also check that WhatsApp channel that I said I'm putting things on. So just a word from there Volunteer training is more than preparation. It's about equipping people with the knowledge, skills, and confidence to serve effectively. Every volunteer, whether new or experienced, young or old, should receive training so that they understand their role, responsibilities, safety expectations, and how to respond in different situations. Training creates a stronger, more confident, and better prepared volunteer team. It also helps ensure that everyone understands the importance of their contribution and feels valued, supported, and ready to make a meaningful impact. So if you're a volunteer, if you're already a volunteer or considering to become one, this training is for you. So come ready to learn, connect, grow, and discover how your team and talents can make a difference. Together, we can serve with confidence, purpose, and excellence. And I'm saying that not only as a Red Cross volunteer, but also the host of the show, but also as a Bahamian who knows about the importance of the work that the Bahamas Red Cross does on a weekly, a daily basis. So you want to try and if you have the time, just pop out to that. Also, there is a free webinar on Beyond the Screen, Understanding the Effects of Digital Media on Mental Health. And this is from one of our friends of Guardian Radio, Miss Raquel Curry. She is a therapist by trade and the founder of Beyond Our Health, an MACP consulting therapy firm. So you want to check that out. That's with the University of the Bahamas, and you can tune into the session and register your attendance there. A lot of things are coming up. Next month is Alzheimer's Awareness Month. We're going to drop all of the details there. We're going to have the Rotary Club of South Ocean on the show. And as you all know, that is my Rotary Club. So looking forward to that. There are a few more back to school things going on this upcoming week. So if you missed all of those that were today, and I think there are at least four, there may have been more, but I saw four today. There are still some happening next weekend, so there's still time to catch up on those. Now, I know I've said a lot because there's a lot going on this island, and we keep thinking that there's not so many things happening every day. I promise you there's an activity that you can support. But joining me in studio today, and listen, this fellow is young, but he's done so much inside his life that his bio, I feel, is like several pages long. And I wanted to make sure that I captured everything because listen, this base is a Long Island, though, so I got to make sure he comes stepping. But he's made some large steps, you know, because this one right here, I think he taken us to the Olympics. At least that's what I think, because it seems so, you know. But we've been in contact for quite some time, and I've wanted to get him here on the show just so that we could hear a little bit about, you know, how do our young people prepare to represent this country abroad? But also, he's balancing all of this while being a student. He has so many accolades, I can't list them all, but I'm going to try to, because when he sent me his bio, I was like, okay, what else haven't you done? Like, what all are you up to? And then he is so passionate about it. So without further ado, I would like to introduce Gregory Seymour. So he's from Buckley's, Long Island. So Gregory specializes in the 400 meter with a personal best of 47.42 in the 400, right? I got to stop right there. You know what I mean? I mean, he finishes that in 47 seconds. And the minute this boy going around that track and the 400 meters, you know what it is, the entire track in less than a minute. So his personal best is 47 seconds, 42. He's a decorated athlete and has the following accomplishments so far. So he is the three-time Alberta indoor 300-meter champion, and that's in 23, 24, 25, and I hope he brings it home 26. This just seems like a trend. He's also the two-time Bahamas National Championship bronze medalist, 23 and 24, the Velocity Fest C category 400-meter champion, 2026, the UCAC club record holder in the 400 meters and 300 meters. He's a double champion, you hear that? The NACAC mixed 4x4 silver medalist in 25 and the NCAC men's 4x4 top 8 finalist in 2025. So Gregory grew up surrounded by family and community and the ocean with his dad, George Seymour, and strong family ties to the Knowles family on Long Island. He attended Lower Dedmansky Primary School from 2005 to 2010 before continuing to NGM Major High School from 2010 to 2012. He was part of the Mac Knowles Sailing Club in Mangrove Bush, Long Island, and had the opportunity to learn under Mr. Francis Darville. Gregory has always loved the outdoors, especially crabbing, fishing, sailing, and exploring places like Dean's Blue Hole. His roots, experiences, and adventures on Long Island have played a big part in shaping who he is today. Gregory's goal is to continue improving while representing the Bahamas at the highest level. He hopes to inspire the next generation of young athletes from Long Island to believe in themselves, work hard, and never let where they come from limit how far they can go. He wants his journey to show them that with dedication, discipline, and faith in yourself, even the biggest dreams are possible. Ultimately, Gregory hopes to achieve his dream of becoming an Olympian and making his community proud. My Lord, I won't cry. Hi, Gregory. How you doing?
How you doing?
Right here. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, listen, you know, I want you to tell the people that you made a special trip home just to come on this show.
Yeah, something like that.
Uh-huh. So welcome home. How have you been?
I've been great. Everything's been going so far.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Now, tell us a little bit. Who is Gregory?
Gregory Seymour, just not a name. It's a hard work, dedication, young man. Trying to achieve excellence, trying to improve every day and stuff. I set goals and try to achieve. So, yeah, I'm a fighter. That's number one. I go by a motto, fighters fight. I live by that. And, yeah, that's Gregory, fighters fight.
There you go. Now, tell me, because we've heard so much about your athleticism. How did you get into athletics being a young student on Long Island?
Well, growing up in Long Island, I like being active and I like competing. So that's how I started sports. And in Long Island, they teach you all the sports. So you have to learn every sport.
So you was doing everything?
Yeah, I was doing every sport. Baseball. I was a catcher for baseball. Mm-hmm. I played a little bit of volleyball.
Right.
I never liked soccer and I never liked softball.
Okay.
So I used to like hide from that during gym class. Yeah. And I started running track and field in primary school in Lower Dedminski. Back then I was running the 800 meters in triple jump.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But I didn't like it.
No.
I didn't like 800 meters. And yeah, so I just didn't like it.
Okay. But then you continued with the 400.
No.
And the 300, oh, you didn't?
No.
So you stopped that for a minute?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes.
Why did you stop?
Well, I stopped, when I was in primary school, I stopped track and field because I didn't understand it like how I understand it now.
Oh.
I was more focused on basketball. So I played basketball from high school, junior school, senior school, and university.
Okay.
So
just for the people listening, because, you know, we like basketball at home, as you know.
Yeah.
So what position you were?
In basketball, I was playing power forward and small forward. I got a scholarship to Telly Hills Christian School when I left Long Island for basketball. Later on, I went to Doris Johnson Senior High School. 2016, I won a GSSA championship with Doris Johnson.
Okay, all right. And I tell you all, this young man got so many accolades, I can't list them all.
Yeah.
And then when you went to university, you also played basketball there, or did you go straight into track?
No, I started track.
Oh, okay.
So I started track 2021.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I started track is because when I finished high school, the reason why I went back into track and field, my sister is Katrina Seymour. She's the national record holder in the women's 400 meter hurdles.
Okay.
So after I finished high school, I reached out there and I told her I graduated school. I want to try go to college for basketball, but she told me she couldn't get me into school for basketball. She only know about track.
Right.
So 2021, I started that journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and started training track. And yeah, then I went, yep, yeah, I started training track. And she sent me to a coach named Rashad Patterson.
Okay.
And he asked me like what event I was good at. And I told him, I don't know. I think I could run the one lap race.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. The first year I ran track, 2021, my first year I ever ran a track, I ran 50.81.
Oh, wow. Okay.
My first year I ran a track and field. And that's when I know I had what it takes to make something happen in that journey.
Listen, because I think, again, for those who are listening, to be able to make that time with no previous training, that was nothing short of a miracle right there. That shows the pure athleticism that you have, and you've been working to become even better at those times because your personal best is 47 seconds.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So I've only been running track for 5 years.
and this is how far you've come in that short time.
Yeah.
But then you also give credit to your upbringing on Long Island for actually encouraging you in your athleticism while you were a child.
Yeah, but Long Island started the foundation. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think if I didn't do athleticism in Long Island, I don't think I would have been doing track or any sport, because Long Island, it wasn't much to do other than like crabbing and fishing in. So every Friday night, me and my schoolmates and stuff, we were like planning to go play basketball or play mm-hmm. volleyball. Mm-hmm. So on Fridays and Thursday and Friday nights at NGM Major, a group of guys would go and play basketball. Mm-hmm. And every Sunday, we'll go by Lower Dedminski and play volleyball.
Okay.
So Long Island really set the foundation for me to really go after athleticism.
I like that. Now, I had a question. When you went out to school, what did you study?
Physical education.
All right. So you want to pass along what you've been learning,
yes.
your experience and your education mm-hmm. to the younger generation.
Yes. Right now, I took my level one coaching certificate for USTAFF. That's a coaching program in the U.S. I have my level one certificate so far.
Congratulations.
And yeah, so I want to become a university coach in track and field. Mm-hmm. And if not, I want to become a PE teacher in the Bahamas for basketball and track and field.
See, there you go. And you've been doing so great in that arena. Now, we spoke about you going to primary school at Lower Dedminski. You
yeah.
went to NGM, you went to Telios, and you went to Doris.
Yes.
Right. And then you went off to college on there,
yeah.
right? To study physical education. How was it balancing, for the young people listening, how was it balancing being a student athlete and your books?
Well, it's really hard because you got to wake up to train and you got to go to classes. So it's kind of difficult. You got to make a lot of sacrifices. Mm. So when you're being a student athlete, you don't have time for yourself. Mm. So if you want to be successful in track and field, mm-hmm. you got to put that time in, because sometimes you have 2 days of training and then you have three classes a day. So you have to figure out how you're going to be able to do homework and train, get the meets, and perform. So it's a lot to take on. It's a lot of sacrifice when becoming a student athlete. Mm-hmm. You just got to be disciplined, committed, and focused.
And now when we talk about being a student athlete, being committed, being focused, and also your village, as you said, your sister Katrina helped you mm-hmm. to get the scholarship away, but you've also had support from family and friends. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Wow. So when it comes to family, I stuck in the middle between two of the best athletes in the Bahamas right now. Like I told you, my sister is Katrina Seymour. Mm-hmm. She's a 400 meter hurdler, and my brother is Wendell Miller. He's a 400 meter runner. He's my younger brother. So I really stuck in the middle right now. So they support me. They support me in track and field. They let me know like what I need to do, how to get better, ways to get better. Especially my sister, she always tell me, be patient with yourself. You just start. It's going to work out. You just got to give yourself time to grow in the sport. And when it comes to friends and family, especially the people back in Long Island, they support me to the T. Everyone, especially Miss Kathy Davis, she was the first person who ever believed in me before I believed in myself. So I just want to give her that shout out. And then Miss Zoe Cartwright, she was believing in me when I didn't believe it. When I didn't even know myself, I had people believing in me.
And these are teachers or just persons from the community?
They're just persons in Long Island that really like really gravitate. They really helped me to become who I am today.
I think we got to stick a pin right there, because, you know, when we talk about young persons wanting to follow their dreams and to be supported, it doesn't necessarily come from, say, parents and teachers, but persons around our young people to support and encourage them. You never know how far that piece of advice, that wisdom that you share with a younger person is going to take them.
Yes.
And I could imagine that you growing up practicing all of them different sports while trying to keep up with your books, but also being a young man, a young person mm-hmm. on a family island, hearing that encouragement really meant something to you.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
So the funny part about it, I just saw Miss Kathy Dowell in the airport today when I landed.
Really? Really?
Yeah, I saw when I booked my flight to Long Island because I'm going to Long Island on Tuesday.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, so I saw them there and I was letting her know. I was just telling her thank you so much for everything she did, instilling in me and for making me becoming the person I am today.
There you go. Now, when you go to Long Island, what are you going to do? I hope. Well, school wouldn't have started just yet, but I wonder if you'll have opportunity to talk with the young folks.
Yes, for sure. I was talking to the coach at NGM Major, Darius.
Welt. Yeah.
Me and him was talking, and he said he's going to set up something for me to talk to the athletes and NGM Major. So we're going to maybe 5-10 minutes and talk to the athletes. So that's going to be another little thing.
That'll be great.
Encouraging them.
Yeah, Darryl Welch Jr.
Yeah, Darryl Welch Jr.
Yeah, he is the coach for the kids. And he's been bringing down, I think the last 2 years, to my knowledge, bringing the kids down from NGM Major High School to participate in nationals and whichever athletic events they have access to.
Yeah.
And again, you know, it's a smaller school, smaller community, but they are trying to make sure that the children get that exposure.
Yeah.
They have young student athletes such as Justice Adderley. I don't know if you've met Justice, but you really need to meet Justice. Justice is amazing. He's training as a decathlon athlete. I forget how you say
the decathlon.
Right. And he, I think, placed first in several of his events for the, I think it was before CRIFTA. And when I say that this young man is gifted, he is gifted.
That's great.
Right. So please make sure you get to connect with Justice Adderley.
Yes, for sure,
Right? They have several others. And then out of North Long Island High, who I think, Lord, I'm going to get in trouble if I get the names wrong. But one of their athletes is Yulano Roll. He also has been making waves. I think he does the 400.
Oh, that's nice.
Right. And he places very well in those races. And so we have a lot of younger athletes on Long Island who I'm sure would love to hear from you about your journey because they're living it right now.
Oh, that's great.
They're living it right now. So you are a source of inspiration for them. Now, speaking about inspiring, you told me that you were training in hopes of reaching the Olympics. So I know, you know, The road to the Olympics, that's a pretty tough one, I can imagine. So tell us, what does that entail?
Okay, before I get into that, 2024 Olympics in Paris, I came third at nationals. And it was in the senior category, it was supposed to be top three athletes.
Mm-hmm.
In the senior category, it was supposed to make it to the Olympics. So I came third that year at Olympic trials. But an athlete under 20, he ran a second faster than me because I ran 47.5 and he ran 46.5. So it was a discussion between taking the athlete 1 second faster or the athlete in the senior position. So knowing my ability, knowing I able to compete on that level, just on the time frame.
Mm-hmm.
So I know as I prepare for the Olympics in 2028, it's going to be really great. I have no doubt that I can make it representing the Bahamas at the Olympic stage. It's going to be really, really great.
Now, I have a question, because obviously I don't know, but I'm sure you know. What is the national record for the 400 meter?
Right now, the national record for the 400 meter for the Bahamas, 43.48, Stephen Gardner.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you are conditioning yourself. Like, walk us through an average day in your life right now.
Okay. An average day of training and school and stuff like that. So the first thing I do is I wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Every day?
Yeah. I have breakfast at 5 a.m. I'm a morning person. So I have breakfast at 5 a.m. after breakfast.
Now, you know young boys like to eat a lot of food. So please tell us what that breakfast
looks
like.
Okay. So in the morning, I eat oats, peanut butter, banana, and that's it.
Okay, I can make sure I replay this for my nephew so he can hear that oats are not the devil.
Oats, peanut butter, banana, I eat that for breakfast every day.
Okay, so after breakfast, yes.
After breakfast, I have a sandwich at lunch.
Okay.
That sandwich is like a bologna, turkey sandwich. Then after that, I have a snack. Before I have dinner, I have like a salad or something, a chicken salad. And for dinner, you want to have carbs and protein.
Okay.
You want to, every day, you want to make sure you're eating carbs and protein.
Okay.
That's all. And When you have enough, if you have enough protein in the night, it help you with recovery and help you recovery.
So getting a lot of sleep.
Yeah, recovery is the best part of track and field.
And you know, and talking about the recovery, we're going to get back into how that plays into your athletic journey and the importance of balancing that out with everything else right after we get to this break. Y'all stay tuned here with the Happy Hour on Guardian Radio 96.9. We'll be right back.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there cause the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to sensational shopping, captivating dining, and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the gold package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Hello, this is Deandra Cartwright with the Happy Hour. We are back here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Joining me in studio again is Gregory Seymour. He is an athlete studying in Canada. He is training to take our country to the Olympics, and he's one of our people from Long Island. And so I thought it important to make sure that he came on his brief visit home so that we can all hear from him, because he is a young fellow doing great things on the national stage, on the international stage, and the regional stage, because you just had a meet in Jamaica.
Yeah.
A couple months ago, I feel.
Yeah, that was my first big, race ever I ran. So that was a good, really good performance, and it really gave me confidence to compete on the big, big stages.
And again, where did this take place in Jamaica? And then which races did you run? How did you do?
The race I ran in Jamaica called Velocity Fest. Mm-hmm. I was able to get in the C category. So that's the first time I was ever invited to a track meet.
Okay.
So they invite me over to run the 400 meters. And I opened up my season running 47.95. That was a good season opener. And after that, I only had one race of the season, and I ran 47.42. That's where I was able to make a PB this season. And then I shut down my season to prepare myself for next season.
What does shutting down mean?
Shutting down, it means that when you stop running track, shut down means that you stop running track till the next season.
But that doesn't interrupt like your daily routine, your habits. Are you still like working out? Are you still eating properly? Are you picking? I just want to know about the food.
So when you shut down your season, I still do gym. I still do gym, work on Scran, because Scran is a big thing in track. The hardest thing to gain and the easiest thing you could get in track and field is speed. That's the easiest thing you could do. The hardest thing is building strength. Okay. So when I stop running track, like when we go on breaks, I continue to my gym. I continue to do my push-ups. I continue to do my mileage run. Because other things would take long to come back. So speed is more easier for you to get back.
So it's like maintaining that.
Yeah, so I maintain that. So when I shut down my season, I just stop. I just stop running, but I continue doing gym. And I continue eating healthy and stuff like that.
So it just never stops.
No, it doesn't.
And that goes
stop.
Back to your motto, you know, fighters fight. Yeah. So you got to be in a position to fight.
Yes.
So that discipline really means something.
Yes.
Okay.
And you got to, when it comes to eating food, you got to sacrifice. Sometimes I have cheat days. So I do three months off, 1 week on.
Okay.
So I eat healthy for 3 months. And then 1 week I eat like pizza, or I have an ice cream or something, just because, you know, your body's going to crave the stuff regardless. So my body, sometimes I have a crave sugar. Mm-hmm. So either I have like, my favorite candy is jelly beans. So sometimes I just buy a bag of jelly beans and I eat that. Uh-huh. And then after that, we got to go back on my routine.
Okay. Makes sense. That's discipline right there. Now, going back to the Olympics are roughly 2 years away.
Yeah.
A little under 2 years at this point, right?
Yes.
Outside of training, what else does it involve? Because you're currently studying in a different country. Does that impact your eligibility or any way? Like,
no.
Tell us, how does one get to qualify for the Olympics?
Okay. So right now, the qualification standard for the Olympics right now for the 400 meters is 44.8. So you have to run 44.8 between next year and 2028. If not, you have to rank top 32 or 38 in the world to get on the Olympics. Right now, we haven't have anyone running the times in the Bahamas right now to qualify for Olympics. So we hoping we could get so far been talking to the athletes representative. So we hoping we could get a men's 4x4, a mixed 4x4, and maybe two guys to qualify. So for you to qualify to represent the Bahamas in the 2028 Olympics, you got to run 44.9 to 45.1.
All right. Now, I'm not a mathematician, but this is about 2 seconds away from where you are right now.
Yes.
And you believe that you can shave those 2 seconds down?
Yes. I have no doubt I can do it because I ran two races this season. This was supposed to be my breakthrough season. The reason being why I shut down my season because it wasn't no team I could have make.
Right.
Like, it wasn't no national team for me to make. So that's why I shut down my season and saved my legs for next year. Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot of stuff at the ending part of my season. So I didn't want to force my body and trying to do stuff at the ending part of the season when I need to do it in base season. So in track and field, we have three phases. We have off-season. Off-season is where you relax. Base season is where you put in the mileage and all the hard work. We have mid-season. Mid-season is as you prepare for racing. And then we have in-season. So we have four seasons. So the stuff I learned and a part of like my last race, like the stuff I learned would help me improve.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to push so much on my body to get injured myself because I learned how to breathe correctly while I was running the 400. I learned I was lacking speed. I learned that I was lacking race modeling. So the stuff I wasn't trying to push on myself to get ready for nationals. Because I know the minute you change your program or you switch stuff, if your body ain't used to it, it's going to break.
Right.
So I was waiting for September 14th. That's when I start my base season. Mm-hmm. So as I start base, they the stuff I'm going to be working on during my base season.
Okay.
And yeah, I ran 2 400 this year and I end up with a PB. So if I know if I had to keep running, I would have run 46. Right now I just get a new coach. And yeah, the program with me and I sit down and talk about 2026 and 2027 season, I have no doubt that I can run 45 seconds.
Oh, listen, the enthusiasm you have in your voice right now, my boy said he can do it.
Yep. You have to. What I learned on the journey, you have to have confidence in yourself. Before someone can believe in you, you got to believe in yourself. So that's what I tell myself every day. So I know what I get what it takes to compete on a high level. I have to wait on my time. Everybody have a time in this sport, and I know my time coming.
And you're putting in the work right now.
Yes, for sure.
Good stuff. Now, when is your next major meet?
My next major meet right now will be in March. March, I headed down to Florida.
Okay.
I'll be running in Florida. I will be opening up my season in Florida in the 200. And then I headed back to Jamaica to defend my title at Felicity Fest.
Okay. I love that. Now, you were telling me you had some words for the young people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, time flies when you're having fun, and I don't want for us to not put that in. So if you can let us, ladies and gentlemen, Gregory's going to give us some, it's a specific message to the young ones, and I really want them to listen. So
so for younger athletes, the first thing I want to tell you guys, it's okay to dream. Dream big, dream hard, believe in your dream, protect your dream. And always remember, you can, you will. You must. Fighters fight and continue to fight. That's all I got to say.
But that's a very important mantra right there.
Yeah.
Because we have within ourselves the ability to achieve our dreams, you know, by the grace of God.
Yes.
By Him we are empowered. But also without works, you know, faith is dead.
Yeah.
So you have to put in the work.
Yes.
And you've been putting in the work since you were a child, like a literal child. I want you all to know, right? Now, I didn't go to school on Long Island. I wish I did. I negotiated with my parents up until I was in grade 9. And then they was like, yeah, no, for real, you ain't going.
No.
You ain't going to Long Island. But I was there whenever I was in school. Lower Demensky Primary's track is a tar track.
Mm-hmm.
It is still a tar track, okay? So when you want to run, you run in on tar.
And at Clarence Down is concrete.
Listen, concrete and tar. That ain't where athletes is featuring. And you was training on concrete and tar. Mm-hmm. And I know, I could tell you, I ain't even going to ask you this. I know you was trying to run inside that road. I know you was So the difference with what you were exposed to as a child compared to where you are now, how have you benefited from that difference?
Yes. Like I told you, Long Island is what molded me the person I am today. So by me training on that track and pushing myself to run fast and do the stuff I needed to do, it just told me that when I get the right facility or the right places, I know I could do way more than what I was doing back then because I have everything I need to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Now, I know you probably have like a whole long directory of people who you would like to say thank you to while you're home and on this show.
Mm-hmm.
But who out there you would like to say thank you?
I know I'd already say this person's name already, but like I tell you, this person really like, this person really believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. This person really like was there for me when I was a kid. I want to send a shout out to Francis Davil, Kathy Davil. They're the owners of Under the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
And Ms. Zoe Cartwright, she's the coach at Mark Knowles Sitting Club.
Mm-hmm.
They're the people that really like stick by my side and always believe in me. Even when I didn't know my purpose. I didn't know what my life was going to be. And yeah, like I said, Ms. Kathy Davil, she really was an angel on my shoulder, helping me with homework and projects. And yeah, she even got me to join the drama club, even when I was shy and I didn't want to do stuff like that. She even showed me the world is a bigger place. Just believe in yourself. So I always kind of send shout out to her.
There you go. Now, Kathy is a gem, really and truly. So is Zoe. Now, one more thing. For all of the Long Island children, just like you had mentioned, how if they have discipline, if they're focused, what words would you share with them to encourage them in their current state, like where they may be as they're trying to find their purpose?
So don't let no one ever tell you you can't do it. Don't let no one ever tell you you can't be who you want to be. That's number one. Number two, when you're doing something you love, do it for you. Do it for you first before you do it for anyone else. Because on this journey, I got to realize and understand that I got to like what I do before someone could see what I really capable and see my progress. And if nobody noticed, don't go looking for it. People will see your worth even when you don't think you worth something, people will see it. So just keep your head down and keep moving. Just keep putting in the work and keep getting better. Stay disciplined. Stay consistent. And success requires sacrifice. So sometimes you have to make sacrifice to get to the next level. Because I had to leave home to run faster than 49 seconds. Because when I was in Bahamas, I only could run 49 seconds. The minute I leave and I went to Canada, I was able to run 47.7. So sometimes you got to leave comfort to be uncomfortable to get to the next level. So that's what I just want to say. Like I say, keep believing in yourself. You can, you will, you must. Fight is fight.
There you go. I need that on a shirt. Now, as we wrap up, because you said that you're trying to get home to Long Island this week.
Yes.
Coming up, but you're also going to be headed back to school.
Yeah, I'm going to be headed to Canada on Sunday.
Right. Now, how much, with all this training going on, right, how much classes are you, but I'm just curious.
I only have two more classes left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. So that means you have some time, some flexibility, but you're also training for your coaching. Are they certifications or licenses?
I already got certification for the U.S. for level one coaching. Mm-hmm. I got that last year. That lasts for 2 years. And then so far I made one national team. That's NACAT. That's okay. That is not a high level. It's okay. Mm-hmm. If I'm able to qualify. So my goals right now, I know you asked me this earlier, but I didn't finish it. So my goals right now is not only to become qualify and make Olympics. Right now I'm training to become the national champion for 2027, 2028. And I'm training to become the qualifier for world championship next year and make it the knockout again.
No, that's good. What are the qualifications for the world championships?
Okay, world championship right now is 44.5.
Okay.
So right now, statistic online right now, 80% of the people will qualify by ranking. So okay. I need to just put myself in the ranking.
Okay. Okay. And then the national, it's not beating Stevie Gardner's record.
No, I just, for me to qualify for knockout, I got to come top. To run an individual race, I have to come top two at knockout. On the run in a relay, I have to come top six.
Okay. Okay.
And nationals is June.
It's June of 27.
Yes.
Okay. And what do you need to do for that?
I just got to stay focused and keep going.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. And it's just the races with the heats and all that good stuff. That's just how that goes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. And my goal ain't to beat Stephen Gardner. My goal is to beat Gregory Seymour. Every time I'm on the track, I worry about beating myself first. Because I stop at me, not Stephen Gardner. So I just want y'all to know. He in a boat all by himself, and I in a boat all by myself.
See, there you go. And we love all of our athletes. But, of course, I personally love all Long Island athletes the best. So, you know, you got the entire support of your home island.
Yes, for sure.
And then those of us from home. And we are very inspired and encouraged by your journey. You have been through a lot. You've come up through a lot. You've shown us what a Long Island boy could do on the world stage. And
for sure.
We are cheering you on no matter where you go. And we're looking forward to you going not only with nationals, but also world championships and then the Olympics.
Okay, for sure.
Now, we got one more minute. So what are your closing words?
Wow. I think I said a lot. I just want to say thank you, Long Islanders, for believing in me and encouraging me every day. I know everybody on Facebook always texting me. I just want to say thank you guys so much for all the support and all the love and all words of encouragement. And I know I'm not just doing this for you guys, but I doing it for me and I doing it for the next generation. I just want everybody, all the next generation, to know that Long Island might be small, but we powerful. We sheep runners, but we run on the track too. Have a good day.
I love that. Thank you so much, Gregory Seymour, 400 meter and 300 meter athlete, doing great things there in Canada, but also representing our country no matter where he goes. And also, he is one of the most famous Long Islanders that I know. So yes, thank you again for coming on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndre Carter, and make sure to follow us on social media platforms to get all of this goodness. We will be posting this episode and more on our Spotify page. Get all those links online. Y'all have a good weekend and a wonderful weekend. Stay tuned for next week's edition.